USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Republican Senator John Kennedy tells CNN's State of the Union the Senate should vote to approve the president's national emergency declaration to fund a border wall.
We have had, in my judgment, a 15-year bipartisan refusal here in Washington, D.C., by both big government Republicans and Ritz-Carlton Democrats to refuse to enforce America's immigration laws. Trump's enforcing them.
Senator Justin Amash, also speaking on CNN's State of the Union, is one of 13 Republicans who oppose the president's declaration.
There are big problems on the border. Some people would call it a crisis, but that has to go through Congress. So we have a legislative branch, Congress, that handles these issues. And the president doesn't get to decide that he can override Congress simply because Congress doesn't do what he wants.
Amash is a member of the House Oversight Committee. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
President Trump's statement he accepts North Korean leader Kim Jong-un saying he was unaware American hostage Otto Warmbier was not treated for illness while in custody has drawn criticism. On Fox News Sunday, host Chris Wallace asked White House National Security Advisor John Bolton for clarification.
When he says, I'm going to take him at his word, it doesn't mean that he accepts it as reality. It means that he accepts that's what Kim Jong-un said.
So he says, I take him at his word. It doesn't mean that he believes Kim Jong-un?
I think one way to prove that is to give the United States a complete accounting.
Minnesota Democratic Representative Dan Kildee was heard on the Way and Means Committee when on CNN to talk about the president's stance on trade agreements.
I do think the president was correct to take on China in terms of the way it produces cheap steel and dumps that steel into the market. That has distorted the marketplace and it's had a negative impact on lots of countries, ours included. But I would have much preferred that the president take a multilateral approach. Instead of doing that, he actually didn't engage our allies. He punished our allies for China's misdeeds.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Donald Trump speaks to a huge, friendly audience, and USA's Chris Barnes says more.
President Trump in rare form, even for President Trump, as he speaks at the 2019 Conservative Political Action Conference just outside D.C. on Saturday.
Now, Robert Mueller never received a vote. And neither did the person that appointed him. And as you know, the Attorney General says, I'm going to recuse myself.
Referring there to Jeff Sessions and referring here to Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff.
I saw a little shifty Schiff yesterday. He went into a meeting and he said, we're going to look into his finances. I said, where did that come from? He always talked about Russia. Collusion with Russia. The collusion delusion.
The U.S. State Department continues to label Iran as the world's leading exporter of terrorism. John Clemens has more on that story.
The Rewards for Justice program has offered $1 million for information on the new leader of Al-Qaeda, Hamza bin Laden, the son of Osama bin Laden. Ambassador-at-Large and the Coordinator for Counterterrorism, Nathan Sales, tells us Hamza bin Laden has been supported by Iran.
Iran is the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism, and its relationship of convenience with Al-Qaeda is just additional evidence that this regime regards terrorism as absolutely fundamental to what it is.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.